Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park, and I'm in a good mood because we've won 8 games in a row. We're 10-2, and we're the top seed in the NFC. So let's keep working. Question number one comes from Corey. Great team win. I still don't like that they get a lead and play not to lose instead of trying to put the game away. Corey, I don't think that's true in the Atlanta game. The last drive of the game for the Vikings, it was 4 minutes and 58 seconds, and it started with a play-action pass when Atlanta thought we were going to run, and the key play was a 22-yard slant to Adam Thielen, his fourth catch of the day, and it daggered the defending NFC champions. I think Pat Shurmur called a great game, and I think he saved the best for last on the last drive. The second question comes from Anders. Julio who? Rhodes were impassable this game. Excellent job by the pass rush, the backers, and the secondary. Let's take it a little easy on the trash talk. We could see Atlanta in the playoffs. Julio Jones is a great player. He had 253 yards 2 weeks ago, but Xavier Rhodes in the secondary did do a good job against one of the best receivers in the NFL this week, limiting him to 2 catches for 24 yards. But Honors is right. It was a team defensive effort. You have to credit the pass rush and the secondary for joining forces to slow down a great offense. The next question comes from Raymond. Every time CJ Ham gets the ball, he seems to really put the hammer down. Do you think he will get more touches, given what seems like a very opportunistic year? Well, CJ had 2 key plays in the game against Atlanta. He had a 1-yard run for a first down that extended a drive, and he had a 12-yard catch. On that drive, we didn't score a touchdown, but we did get close to midfield, and then we pinned Atlanta inside its own 2 on a punt and flipped the field. So, CJ Ham has been reliable this season. Through 12 games, he has 11 touches. That's about right for a fullback. The next question comes from John in Lone Pine, California. What a game. I believe Case was just too wound up at the start of the game. Then he started to look like the quarterback we know in the second half. I can't say that I think Case was too wound up. I think he was going against a really good defense, but he figured it out in the second half. In fact, Case completed all 15 of his final 15 attempts, including going 13 of 13 in the second half. It was the 6th game this season where Case Keenum had a passer rating of over 100, took no sacks in the second half, drove us down the field for a game-winning touchdown, and then drove us down the field to ice the game at the end of the fourth quarter. Great job, Case. The next question comes from George. Playoff scenarios? How can we clinch? Let's take this 1 week at a time, but here's the good news. We can clinch this week. If the Vikings win in Carolina, we're going to be wearing division championship hats on the flight home. That would be a lot of fun. The Vikings can also clinch if the Lions and Packers both lose on Sunday, but let's not worry about them. Let's just take care of our own business. The last question comes from Casey in Nebraska. With the Eagles' loss, is it too early to get excited for possible home field advantage during the playoffs? It's never too early to get excited about playing at home. We got the skull chant going on there. Our defense is holding opposing offenses to 11 points below their scoring average. Yeah, you should get excited about the possibility of playing at home. But remember, being the number one seed right now, you know what that gets you? Nothing. You want to be the number one seed when the season is over. To do that, the Vikings got to keep winning games. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week after our game against the Carolina Panthers, so please continue to submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen, and please continue to check out all of our stuff right here at Vikings.com. We do it for you guys, and it's better because we know you're checking it out. We appreciate your support. See you next time.